Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005.
Pardon me. Hi. Do you have a moment to talk about the Laszlo Society? You see, today we're discussing page 220 of Beyond the Supernatural, and I just wanted to take the opportunity to tell you about an organization that means a lot to me. It's called the Laszlo Society. The thing is, my life really lacked direction until I discovered the Laszlo Society. Oh, I had a podcast, like everyone does, I suppose. I would sit down and talk about the dumbest thing on each consecutive page of a different Palladium book every season, and it got to be more and more I would podcast. At one point, I was doing it every day, I'm not proud to say. But then I realized that all this podcasting, I was trying to fill a hole the podcasts could never fill. What I was looking for was real direction, real community, and that's what I found with the Laszlo Society. Now, let me give you some basics, some background. First of all, top of this page, you'll find the logo of the Laszlo Society. It's a silhouette of a lighthouse shining out its beam into the darkness. And that lighthouse forms the second lowercase L in the phrase Laszlo Society. And then underneath the lighthouse logo, you'll find the slogan of the Laszlo Society, which is, quote, shining the light of truth on the darkness. It's very explicit. You never want to use a metaphor without a safety net. For my tastes, honestly, even this risks misunderstanding. I would prefer something like, the lighthouse represents that we are a figurative beacon to people who are being afflicted by the darkness, which is to say, supernatural evil. Maybe as I move up through the organization, there's someone I can talk to about this, but be that as it may, it is true that we are shining the light of truth on the darkness, and you can help us do that at www.laszlosociety.org. For real, you can do that at that URL, which is a real URL, which will take you to the actual forum of the Laszlo Society. It is, against all odds, still operating. It has a couple of recent posts, although traffic is very low at this point. If you dig back into the archives, you will find that around the time Beyond the Supernatural was released, there was a big flurry of activity because the people at Palladium had aliases. They were posting as various characters from the extended Beyond the Supernatural canon, and doing like in-character discussion of cases they were working and things like that, sometimes with links to real-life news articles. Most of this page is devoted to explaining fundamentally what the Laszlo Society is. Within the fiction of Beyond the Supernatural, it is a big popular website that both professional and amateur paranormal enthusiasts can go to, post ideas, information, make contacts, and in the context of a role-playing plot, pick up on adventure hooks, maybe reach out for resources from other paranormal investigators. And in addition to the website operating within the fiction, it is also a real-world website where people can post in character to create a sort of online, almost ARG kind of experience for Beyond the Supernatural players everywhere. Here's the thing, and I know I'm on thin ice here coming off of what was a fairly positive review of the new character sheet. This is not a dumb idea. This is a fucking great idea. I mean, Beyond the Supernatural was what it was in terms of a role-playing product that was released and did not seem to find a huge audience. But conceptually, the idea of having this big in-character space for online role-playing tied to a game world, like if White Wolf had really had this idea and gotten behind it at the height of its popularity, this would have taken off. This would have revolutionized the way the game companies operated, I feel. And honestly, this idea remains good, even though Beyond the Supernatural is almost a dead game at this point. I mean, I don't think a lot of people are playing it. Not much has been released for it. But nonetheless, this site is still up, and it still works. And that brings us to the dumbest thing on this page, which it's a little abstract, but this is about the way that this sort of half-ass ARG aspect of Beyond the Supernatural has aged. I think the vision would have been, when this page was written, that the new Beyond the Supernatural player would go to laszlosociety.org and find, apparently, a bustling forum of people talking about the supernatural, referring to news events, and discussing the possible supernatural import behind the scenes in the news of the day. They'd be able to make in-character contacts, right? Post as their character. It would be, like, seamlessly, like being on the internet as your character, participating in an online community devoted to paranormal investigation. Very cool, very modern, definitely a BTS second edition idea. Despite the author's tenuous grasp of modern technology, I think this was meant to feel very up-to-date, and, you know, in other circumstances it might have achieved that. And that fits with the narrative of the Laszlo Society and the Laszlo Agency that we're about to get in the rest of this section, where we see that the legacy of Victor Laszlo, who disappeared in the 80s, has been modernized and updated for the modern nights by his protege, Robert Mach, so that we're sort of seeing the cutting-edge implementation of the foundational ideas of Victor Laszlo from the 80s. But if you extend that narrative 15 more years, to the year 2020, the present, as I record, then reading this page and visiting this website, LaszloSociety.org, has a very different impact. And that distinctive impact is what makes the Laszlo Society so special to me. When you go to LaszloSociety.org, what you're going to find is a web forum that it may take you back. It may take you back to memories, depending on your age, of your early adulthood, your teenage years, perhaps. Or if you're very young, it may remind you more of your parents' internet. It's a very old-school web forum with a very old-school animated logo of a spinning light on a lighthouse. If you look at the early posts on the forum, they're very enthusiastic, much more plentiful, and also very old-school looking, like some of the canon characters post in weird colored text to set themselves apart on the forum. It looks a little old-fashioned even for 2005. But that's understandable, right? In 2005, crack paranormal investigators would have been people who came of age on the internet a few years earlier than that. They would have had the old internet still kind of working its way through their system. These are folks who've found the spam a few times. These are folks with a little of the old angel fire in their blood. And maybe sometimes you write up your encounter with a demon that you just had in all bold, bright yellow text. It's just the way you were raised on the internet. It's your culture. But if you look at the pages that are current now, you see that it's a few isolated people still doggedly trying to make it work on a website that is clearly at least a decade out of date. There's barely any traffic. Any given moment, if you go check out this site, you're going to probably be the only one there. And yet there it is. There's that lighthouse GIF still shining its light out into the void. There's that sub-forum that obviously nobody cared about because nobody's posted there for 3 years. It's not closed. It's not a ruin. It's not a ghost town. But it's almost there. It's one of those brave little towns where all the kids have moved away for two generations running, and all that's left are the homes and businesses of elderly townies who refuse to move, refuse to change, who've decided that this is what they'll do and this is who they'll be until they die, undaunted by the sight of the world passing them by. That's the Laszlo Society. And when we follow the in-game narrative of the Laszlo Society up to the present day, finding it in this state, it's a little sad, but it's also perfect, because it makes me realize the Laszlo Society is the Palladium Books fandom of this dark and bonkers world. These people struggling along, still chasing after magical experiences they had 10, 15, 20 years ago, rambling around in tiny numbers on outdated websites, swapping tips and tales as their numbers dwindle with every passing year. That's us. And the fact that this is what becomes of the Laszlo Society in the world of Beyond the Supernatural is much more interesting and poignant to me than the 2005 status quo that is about to be described. That said, given the vast resources and ambitions of the society, it is also undeniably dumb that its 100,000-odd members, as of 2005, did not manage to, I don't know, update the website design ever over the past 15 years. It may be a little bit dumb that supposedly badass monster hunters are out there posting on forums that get like 5 hits a month searching for urgent information about how to turn their friend back from becoming a werewolf. Like, it's a little dumb, it's a little sad, but above all, it's like looking in a fucking mirror. This kind of weird, beautiful, anachronistic community is exactly what I've been searching for with my problem podcast behavior. So despite the unbelievably anachronistic website design, despite the way that this idea fizzled in practice, I love the Laszlo Society, and I hope that you'll join me in making an account there and posting a couple of times and then promptly forgetting about it. That pilgrimage is the very least we can do. Join me next time as we delve deeper into the nature of the Laszlo Society and maybe even discuss some potential problems with strategizing against the forces of hell on a public web forum on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Megadumbcast on Twitter,
Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.